A new sitcom premiering tonight on Comedy Central offers a unique look at how fame happens these days. NPR's Glenn Weldon says The Other Two mixes over-the-top satire with a surprisingly warm, intimate sense of humor.
In the first episode, 13-year-old Chase, played by Case Walker, becomes an overnight sensation off of a cloyingly sweet homemade video he posts to YouTube.
My friends think I'm crazy, but I was thinking maybe I want to marry you with recess.
But The Other Two isn't about Chase, really. It's about his two older siblings, Brooke and Carrie. The Other Two, get it? Played by Helena York and Drew Tarver. They're a couple of self-obsessed 20-somethings struggling to make it work in New York City. And wait, stop, come back. I know that setup sounds familiar, but The Other Two keeps making choices that defy your expectations, especially if one of the things you're expecting is the caustic tone so many sitcoms default to. You just feel for these two characters right away. Carrie is waiting tables while trying to make it as an actor.
Hi, I'm Carrie Dubeck, and I'm reading for the role of Man at Party Who Smells Fart.
His sister Brooke doesn't even know what she wants, and over dinner with her mom, she's maybe a little defensive about that.
We might not be the hot new twinker. Whatever, but all three of your kids are hot, equally successful millennials.
Well, you guys aren't millennials.
Yeah, we are. We looked it up.
It's 1982 and after.
Individually, Brooke and Carrie can be a lot, but in their many scenes together, York and Tarver find an easy, unforced chemistry marked by mutual affection and a shared sense of humor. Over the course of the season, Brooke and Carrie get caught up in their younger brother's fame and start to lose themselves in it. And while the satire about the nature of viral internet success and showbiz phoniness can be broad, the actual jokes are sharp.
Some in the music industry are already calling him the next big white kid.
Co-creators Chris Kelly and Sarah Schneider, former head writers at Saturday Night Live, have a knowing grip on the thing they're making fun of and an intimate sense of these characters. Kelly and Schneider are a gay man and a straight woman writing about a gay man and a straight woman, and the show's particularly smart about how it treats Carrie's gayness, showing the tiny everyday negotiations queer people have to make as they move through the world. Take the way Carrie's boss at the restaurant keeps pulling his gay waiters aside to update them on just how woke he is.
I wanted you both to know. Last night, at my home, my wife and I watched Brokeback Mountain.
Brooke and Carrie grow and change over the show's 10-episode season, which sets it apart from other sitcoms that keep their characters static. The Other Two knows that watching flawed characters trying to become better people inspires a deeper kind of laughter because it comes from a real place of recognition and empathy. Glenn Weldon, NPR News.